All right. Hello, everyone. And hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm great. And congratulations.
Congratulations.
You've successfully kept up with me for a year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Sound effects and the whole bit.
The whole bit. Yeah. So this is the day last year that we published our first episode. So we wanted to make a special episode for all our listeners to celebrate. And what better to celebrate with than some sound bites and some, would you call it best of? Because it has nothing to do with news or updates.
No. So what we've done is we've taken not all of them, but pretty much all of the intros that we've done to our episodes. As you know, we usually take a clip or we take an outtake and we paste it to the start of the episode, really just to kind of kick things off and just have everybody and, you know, help to understand, like, we're relaxed. This is chill. This is meant to be fun. Our episode's meant to be fun. Although we talk about, you know, serious stuff, but we don't take it seriously. I think we said something about that. So yeah, we put a bunch of these together and it's funny, as I'm beginning to edit these, I'm seeing we've progressed a little bit in terms of our sound and our video and just a bit of everything. So enjoy. This is just meant purely for fun to celebrate our one year anniversary of the Power Platform Boost podcast. And I'm hoping we're going to have many, many, many more anniversaries to this podcast. I'm having so much fun with you every 2 weeks to chatting about all the cool new stuff that's in the Power Platform.
And right back at you. I'm having so much fun. This year blew by just so fast. And I think it was just earlier today that we had the conversation on the chat going, we're getting the hang of it. Yeah, now it's really moving along. We're getting into a rhythm. It's like, well, it's been a year. But I think that goes to show also that we're not done. We don't feel like we have this in the bag. We have way know what we're doing. Maybe we're going to change this up. Just watch us, kind of. And also thank you to all the people out there that have listened and shared and liked and commented, watched, and for all your support and all the messages and all the feedback that we're getting, just blowing us off the charts. It's, we're so thankful. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. And, This is for you. I hope this will brighten your day and make you laugh and laugh with us and laugh off us and just go with it. So, yeah.
Right. And if you're looking just purely for the content about the updates, then you could probably skip over this one if that's really your thing. But speaking of celebrating, you wanted to bring up, it's also International Women's Day today.
Yes, it is. So make sure that we also mention that it is International Women's Day today. So congratulations to all women and to all the men that put up with us and all our beep.
Yep. And remember, they don't necessarily want the door open for them, but because they're, you know, independent, they, you know, all this health stuff like we talked about in our last episode.
Yeah, you're getting the hang of it. I really like it. That's perfect. Absolutely. And if you're looking for the latest episode on news and update, that was published on Wednesday and we have another one coming in 2 weeks. So keep an eye out for that. And, you know, and without further ado, here you go. Have fun and enjoy, because I know that we do.
Yeah, we'll have a good laugh. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you on the next one.
Absolutely. Hi, I am Ulrike.
And I'm Nick.
And we're here to promote our podcast, the Power Platform Boost Podcast.
We publish an episode every 2 weeks where we talk about all the news and updates from the Microsoft and the Power Platform communities.
And this podcast is for professionals and the community, from low coders to pro coders. This podcast is for you.
As professionals ourselves, we know how hard it is to keep up with a constant stream of updates. So with this audio version, you can keep up while you're driving to work, going to the gym, or just winding down for the evening.
Make sure to listen and subscribe and share with all your friends and colleagues.
Yeah. Have you been doing any cool stuff lately you want to mention?
Any cool project? Oh yeah. So I try you want to talk with the co-pilot? Because we're talking about
Yeah. Have you tried
co-pilots
anything new lately, Nick?
today. Yes. Like, oh yeah. So co-pilot is so last week. Come on.
Just a
So
rant over. I think maybe.
The Power Platform Rant podcast.
Yeah,
Listen, like,
exactly right.
subscribe.
Oh, they should listen to us offline. Way worse offline.
Oh, someday.
We don't record half the rants. They don't even know.
You need to edit this out.
Sure.
Oh, I'm beginning to say out like you. I have a Canadian out.
That's true. I actually.
That's what you get. Lines.
Woohoo! We need to get one of those sounds that
Yeah,
they can
the.
have, you know. Woo-woo.
No, why would we do that? Because you're perfect at
Google.
doing the sounds.
I'm the audio. Yeah,
You're the sound bite. Yeah,
sure.
perfect.
Exactly. That's how you can spot an MVP is the most humble person in the room. Definitely, for sure. As we all know. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Hey,
Hey.
you sent me a text that you have big news. What's going on?
Oh, it's pretty big. Yeah, are you ready for it?
I'm not sure. I'm sitting down. How's that?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm comfortable. Tell me.
Okay. So I got an email this morning that I am once again a Microsoft MVP.
God, congratulations. Oh, that's so
Thank you.
cool. Oh, very nice shirt. Oh, you put it on for the occasion.
Yeah.
Something that you
Oh, so I don't think it's, now that I'm reading this, I don't think it's 1098.
Oh, it's my note agent. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so that this is something else.
Because yeah, to me, like the way this reads, automate tax for pr with 1,098 pre-built models. To me, it's like there's 1,098 models. To me, it's like I don't know what a 10. I didn't know what a 1098 was until I Googled it right now because I'm Canadian and we have our own 10 bazillion different tax forms. Welcome to the Power Platform Boost podcast.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared for that. I love it, by the way, but I wasn't really prepared. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Just gonna quick edit pause here. I just gotta grab the phone for a second. Hello? Okay, sounds good. We'll see you in a bit. Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Car ready? Is the car ready?
Car's ready. So if anybody's ever in the, this is an unsanctioned plug. If you're in the Ottawa area, OK Tire on Lanthier, they're the best. I've been bringing my vehicles there for years. They're honest, super fast. So
All right. Yeah.
So we'll see how the editing works around that. Okay, so
yeah,
what
actually.
do And Erica, you actually got me onto this link here. So what stood out for you in this video?
Yeah, I really can't remember because it's so long since I saw the video. Completely, mine went completely blank. Good on time. Come on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Remember that, everybody. Erica said we're good on time.
Oh no, shoot.
She jinxed.
Don't quote me on that, please. Yes,
She jinxed it.
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have to edit this part out just to have time.
So, I think if you've used, this is how we get derailed. Okay. So
Oh,
if you've
blame it
used,
on me. Yes.
yeah.
And you may be wondering, so they went to Vegas, they got matching tattoos, and now he's in her house. What's going on? No, we did not get married. I have had that question too. So is it everything that you're supposed to do in Vegas? Did you do the run through and now you're drinking the beer on camera when you
It's after 5 here.
It's after 5.
Yes, and we are married, but not to each other.
Yes,
Let's make
that's
sure
right.
that's clear.
Yeah, and now that we're on YouTube as well, you can just cut the thing with a quadrant into the YouTube video, right? So people can see this as you're talking about it.
Oh, okay. Now you, now I got to cut. I got to cut out all your swear words and then also edit this in as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you're unemployed, right? You don't really have anything else to do. So yeah, now, no, I'm a, this is yeah, your exactly. Money. Perfect.
I am super excited about low-code plugins. and I like to use the word super excited because Ben Vollmer called that out at the RESTCO conference about how he said Microsoft people always say super excited. So it became a joke. And so every presentation we did after that, we always announced that we were super excited about what we were going to talk about.
Especially if you drink the Norwegian drink akevitt, which I told you to drink on Friday, that kind of messes you up. So I hope no one did that. Don't do that with akevitt. That's a pro tip.
That's the word of the day. If you haven't figured it out, I'm visiting Norway this week.
Yeah, and it was not Nick that was sick on Saturday. just saying, someone else. And for all you know me,
yeah,
who that was.
Cool.
She was watching one of those YouTube series with, watch this, and if you laugh, you're out, kind of things, because that's what she likes to watch.
Well, try to make you laugh.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm aware of those.
Yeah, it's one of those 10 to 15 year olds watch endlessly for some reason. Yeah. So yeah, sorry about that. And. Other updates, November feature update for Power Apps, that we keep up to date on, of course. Some updates this time as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was just trying to think maybe we should do a Power Platform, try to make you laugh, but that's half our episodes at the time. See, there you go.
Win. Very funny. I laugh at everything you say.
Blood, take that.
Oh, we'll see.
So here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to point out these places on a map?
No.
Sorry.
Not a chance.
I'm just teasing.
I know. And I honest to God, I can't. I think I know Trondheim. I think I have a pretty good idea. But other than that, I'm sorry. I just have no idea. I know it's, I should have.
This is a thing we chat about, you know, I tease you about that and I apologize. It's all in good fun about how you say you go into a plane and they just shake you up like a little box and the plane lands and you're somewhere else.
And then I walk out and then I have fun and then I go in the middle box and they shake me and then I'm home again.
Yeah. I think we were on the plane when we were flying to Las Vegas from Norway. Like I, at one point I remember poking you and I said, like, we're over Canada right now. We're flying over it.
Looked out the window, go, oh, right.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Snow, mountains, whatever.
Snow and water and mountains and trees. Well, yep. Nice.
Could be Norway.
Could have been Norway.
Yeah. And I to prepare, like, cause I looked at some of these blogs and I watched Scott's video again. So I'm prepared. I am bringing my math textbook, technical math notes with calculus to ACDC. Mm-hmm. So I'll be all prepared to write a game worthy of Scott Duro and his, simple maths to solve these problems.
I don't think it's helpful just to bring the book. I think you actually have to open it and read it from end to end.
It's a 6-hour plane ride, so I'll probably be that guy sitting in the plane reading a math book.
And then you have to pay for extra weight because that thing seems like it wears. Good thing you're a weightlifter, a power lifter, so you can actually lift that thing. And then you can go like Scott, like saying, of course, then you do this. And then obviously you do this with your math and then you put this in there and then la, la, la. And then, yeah, because everything's obvious when you're smart as Scott Giro. So there you go.
Here we are for the test recording on February 6th. 2024.
We're here in Norway together. It's cold outside.
Grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble.
Power platform. Blah, blah, blah.
Copel.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Thank you for listening.
I still struggle with dates. Whenever I try to shy away from it, but it's no getting around it, really. I just need to dive in and to get that under my skin. But I hate
dates. So yeah,
you mean the date field, right? Like,
or, I mean the date field, yeah. Not dates. I love going on dates, especially with my husband. But date fields. Yes, absolutely. Is this a wine talking again?
Could be.
Now I'm just going through my list. Nick, did you have anything you wanted to share with the people?
I have my list is at the bottom. Yeah. So because, yeah, we're a little.
I do mine first.
Yeah. Ladies first. Oh, sorry. You're Norwegian. It's got to be all the same. Sorry.
Okay. Boys first or men first then. Because, you know, it doesn't work with me. You've learned, though. I like that because we've spent so much time together. And by now, you know that you just open the door and walk in. And I'm happy with that. But in the beginning, you were a hassle to walk around with because he would constantly do all these crazy things. And I'm just looking at you go, can you just move?
It's crazy things. It's just me being polite. To me, it's just like you open a door for people. You open a door for a lady. I know I'm old, I'm whatever you want to call it. And then it's sort of like, and you just kept giving me crap for it all the time. Like, no, you go. Like,
don't patronize me. I can open a door myself. Like, move out of my way.
I know. I'm just trying to be nice and helping. Right? And respect you, and it's everything. It's like, wow. You know. Anyways.